Hey everyone, this is Kennedy Hawk from the Marvel Champions Monthly Fan Podcast team. We're going to continue our Deck Talls 2020 event, finally getting into our expansion heroes. So today's deck is going to be Captain America with his least played aspect by me, which is Protection. Kind of shocking because he works so well with Protection, having three defense with his shield and Retaliate 1. I really wanted to take advantage of that Retaliate 1, so the whole goal of this deck is to not deal a ton of damage with Captain America's base attack, maybe use his attack events if necessary, but really to focus on reflecting damage back on the villain that comes at your face. So, we'll go through the deck list, we'll go through the cost curve, and we'll talk a little bit about this deck and why I think it makes Captain America really unique and awesome. So without further ado, let's get to the deck list. So this deck is called Captain America Cancel Culture, because there's a lot of canceling things in here. Whether you're canceling the villain's attack or canceling treachery cards, hopefully you will feel like you have pretty good control of the game, which is funny because a lot of people consider justice to be the control aspect, but in this case, it's protection. So we've got four allies, Agent 13, Black Widow, Clea, and Mockingbird. So all three of those are fists to help Captain America trigger his kickers. Black Widow can obviously cancel cards for you and then reveal new cards. Mockingbird can cancel attacks with a stun, and even Clea can sort of cancel the villain's plans by soaking an attack and getting shuffled back into your deck. For events, we have three copies of Desperate Defense, just to help us use that defense as much as possible. This is really designed to be a multiplayer deck. I want Captain America to get into hero form, and I want him to defend for everybody every round as much as he can. So we really need readies and plus defense in there. We've got Fearless Determination, 3 Get Behind Me, 3 Heroic Strike, 3 Preemptive Strike, 2 Shield Block, and Shield Toss. We've got the three basic resources, and then under supports, we put in a Quinn Carrier and Steve's Apartment. Just Quinn Carrier's in there really just because you really need those resource kickers if you are going to use your Heroic Strikes, so the more resources you have, the better. Alright, under upgrades, we've got one copy of Armor Vest, one copy of Electrostatic Armor, which it doesn't quite get us to Retaliate 2, but after you defend, you deal 1 to the attacking character, so it's kind of like a Retaliate 2. We've got 3 copies of Energy Barrier for more reflection goodness, 3 copies of Indomitable, 1 copy of Unflappable, and then the cards from Captain America's kit. So that brings us up to 40 cards. Let's just look at costs really quick. So we've got 6 cards that cost 0, our 3 null resources, and 18 cards that cost 1. So right there, we're up to 24, 27 cards that cost 1 or less. It's going to be a real cheap, lean deck where you're going to do a lot of things, and a lot of them are going to happen on the villain phase. We've got 6 cards that cost 2 and 7 cards that cost 3. So 3 of those cards are your events, so you're going to be seeing those quite a bit. 3 other ones are allies, so not a really a good way to get those 7 3-cost cards out of your deck. They are going to cycle back and back and back again. You've actually surprisingly got the most energy resources, not physical resources, so you're really going to depend on that Super Soldier Serum to keep things going. So let's just talk about this a little bit really quick, going back to the deck list by type. So your whole goal is to control the villain phase, make it so the rest of the team can really be heroic heroes while you're holding the back line, canceling everything for your team. So like I mentioned, just in the ally suite, you've got Black Widow, Clea, and Mockingbird. Clea can soak an attack for you if you really need to defend for a second player. Mockingbird's got that stun to cancel a villain attack, and Black Widow can cancel almost any card that comes out of the deck. So Black Widow's text is, when a card is revealed from the encounter deck, exhaust Black Widow and spend a mental resource, cancel the effects of that card and discard it, then reveal another card from the encounter deck. So that isn't even only when you reveal a card, when anyone reveals a card. So again, really good in multiplayer. We've got a couple ways to ready, because like I said, we're going to want to defend for as many people as possible. So Desperate Defense is a one-cost event. Hero Interrupt, when your hero defends against an attack, it gets +2 defense for that attack. If it takes no damage, you will ready that turn. So if you get your Armored Vest out there and play this, you're up to 6 defense. That's going to stop most attacks that are hitting you. If it's not, you're probably going to know ahead of time, because there's a bunch of villain attachments or things that are making that attack really, really high. We've also got 3 copies of Indomitable, so that's 6 cards that can ready you after you defend. So you're going to be doing a lot of defending. Since we have all these cards, we really want to take advantage of that, and we want to take advantage of, like I said, Electrostatic Armor and Retaliate, and that's why I included the 3 copies of Get Behind Me. Yes, it does almost the same thing as Black Widow, but this one just flat out cancels the card and makes the villain attack you instead. You don't reveal another card against Captain America. That can be very beneficial, especially if you're ready and you know you have 4 to 6 defense, depending on where Desperate Defense is, and you know that you're going to reflect that 2 damage. It can be really, really powerful. More canceling, we put Preemptive Strike in there, so 3 copies of Preemptive Strike. This is not as good as it was with the original defense ruling, so it's a hero interrupts the defense. When a boost card is turned face up while the villain attacks, cancel all the boost icons in that card, then deal 1 damage to the villain for each boost icon canceled this way. So that's only going to work when you are the target of an attack because of that defense tag. So if you defend your attack and then player number 2 is getting attacked, and you don't have a way to soak that attack using an ally or a ready and then defending yourself, you're not going to be able to cancel with Preemptive Strike. The cool thing is, even if you have enough defense to take 0 damage, if you don't have anything better to play in your hand, you can still play Preemptive Strike just to sort of push damage. And what I really like is you can defend with Clea and then use Preemptive Strike to blow things up, or vice versa. So I'm pretty happy with this card. I think that hopefully we get better cards to replace this in a canceling, boost icon canceling sort of way with Captain America. That pretty much sums up the deck. I mean, this one's pretty basic. I think a lot of people play a lot of Captain America protection, so this might not be exciting for everybody else, but for me, it looks like only 7% of my games with Captain America were Captain America protection. So this is going to be a big change for me and a big swing of things. What I'm going to do for the recorded video for this one is I'm going to team up Captain America and Iron Man, so today's deck and yesterday's deck, and record a two-handed video against Claw. And we'll see how it goes. Claw gets lots of boost cards. He gets lots of really nasty treachery cards. So I'm hoping that Steve Rogers here can sort of control the villain phase while Iron Man controls the hero phase. Make sure we take down Claw. So we're going to continue this series for the rest of the heroes that are there. I think someone finally corrected me. I kept saying that for 13 days we're going to do this, but there's really 14 heroes. So for 14 days we're going to do this. And tomorrow you can tune back in to hear a really strange deck where Miss Marvel leads the way. I'll leave it at that. Happy holidays. Hope you guys are having a great time trying out all these decks and trying out heroes in new and exciting ways.